Hello and welcome to Self Love Sessions. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass, the podcast for entrepreneurs and leaders that are ready to create a more peaceful and prosperous life and business. We take care of the background so you can get back to going out there and being in the limelight and increasing your revenue while sharing your talent and your message with the world. I'm so excited today to bring this episode to you. It is in divine order and I feel good. I feel like we're about to do it. This episode is purely about stabilizing your worthiness concerning love and your worthiness concerning money. Okay. So we're going to start by sharing with you that I want you to start accumulating reasons to be worthy of love and accumulate reasons to be worthy of money. We need reasons. Our brain needs reasons. We need to replace all of the reasons that have come up as to why we aren't worthy. For years, your brain has given you reasons, but now it's time to talk back and make this relationship with self, with love, and with money all right. Not everyone that you started out with is going to be with you. You're on this journey to your six figures, seven figures, eight figures, nine figures. You're on your journey. Not everyone that you started out with is going to continue with you. Even this current version will have to take a backseat. Even this current version of you will have to take a backseat. In the last couple of episodes, we've talked about your environment, people, places, and things. The environment also has to do with your mind. How is the temperature of love up there? How does it feel to you? And in what ways can you improve? I want you to think about the environment in your mind. Think about that for a minute. And I want to give you three journaling prompts. And the first one is, my true feelings about money are or is. I am not worthy of love because I'm not good at, and then fill in the blank there. And exhaust this sentence. You might have more things. You might say, I am not worthy of love because I am not good at being faithful. Let's just say that's one, right? You fill in the blank and you're like, because I'm not good at being faithful. Maybe it's, I am not worthy of love because I am not an honest person. I lie, I tell secrets, or I have secrets that I don't want my partner to know. So I'm not worthy of love. And then that's going to show in your relationship. If you lie in secret, if you keep things from your partner, what happens is it starts to wear down the relationship and it starts to tear at it. And it's not like your partner doesn't know. They obviously, for the most part, they probably know. But maybe they don't. Maybe they know. They don't. Or maybe you think they don't because they're not showing you that they do, right? All these different variations. Not everyone says what they know. They just sit back and watch. I remember telling a partner, you are manifesting our divorce and I'm just sitting back and watching at this point. Who am I to stop you from your manifestations? Who am I? I am no one. I am mere human and you want to manifest this divorce, then you'll have what you desire. You're not a baby. I'm not a babysitter and I'm not going to hold hands and try to guide you to where we need to go. That's your job. You guide us. You guide me. You lead me. Or you show me which way you want to go with your behavior. Show me which way you want to go based off of what your perceptions or how much you're working on yourself or if you're paying for therapy for yourself. Like, people want to see other people make a change. So there are people, places, and things that you will have to leave behind. And your environment in your mind is no different than those that are outside of self. Your worthiness actually has nothing to do with if you're good enough. It's more about, do you believe the truth or a lie about the reasons that come up and are shared and shown to you? Most importantly, how is your comeback game? So let me explain what I just shared with you, and then we'll talk about the comeback game. So I'm going to read that again here. Worthiness has nothing to do with if you're good enough. It's more about, do you believe the truth or a lie about the reasons that come up and that are shown to you? So you're like, I'm not worthy of money flowing in my life more in larger numbers. Let's just say it's in larger numbers, or making 20K a month or something like that, right? I am not worthy of that. Well, what makes someone worthy of that? Maybe the self needs to hear that yourself is worthy of that because it knows how to make high end or high ticket sales, because yourself has the skill. Sometimes our worthiness is lacking because we have a lack of skill, and we'll talk more about that too today. I need you to hear me on that, because that was so true for me. I want us to pin that. Your worthiness has to do with a lack of skill. So if you clean up the skill, if you learn the skill, if you apply the skill, when you start to use the skills, it will override the worthiness, because you're like, I am worthy because I know how to do it. But sometimes there's a lack of confidence because you don't have the skills. And when you don't have, and when you have a lack of confidence because you don't have skills, your level of worthiness is challenged. And then the increased revenue is more challenging and difficult to arise. Okay, now let's talk about, I'm going to go deeper on that one, but let's move now, most importantly, how is your comeback game? Meaning that when thoughts come up that keep you from healthy love and money, how good are you at rebuttals and or providing daily clarity about why you are worthy? Your comeback game has to be stronger. That's all that means. All that means is that your comeback game has to be stronger. Like, how is my comeback game? When the thoughts come up about the level of worthiness, what is my comeback game like? What is that like? You know, am I able to have a rebuttal? Am I able to say, actually, I am worthy of this? Actually, I am. And what does that actually I am mean? I am worthy of it. And the self needs reasons. Remember, the self needs reasons. Okay. There comes a point that even when the unworthiness shows up, you're instantly able to speak the truth and put yourself back in alignment. Unworthiness will show up time and time again, and it's important to understand the framework here. All you have to do is counter the unworthiness with a good enough and believable reason why you are worthy. We are technically already worthy just from breathing and being a human in human form. We actually can use that one reason alone, and that can be a reason enough. However, sometimes the self isn't satisfied with that response and demands something else to replace it. Sometimes you can't easily replace the worthiness, the unworthiness, until you talk things through with your friend, with yourself, or with a mentor. So now let's quickly dive into another aspect of this. And I have some journaling prompts that I want to share with you today. Let me open that up here. All right. It locked me out. That's okay. I'm going to put my finger so it can read my fingerprint. All right. So now let's move on to some journaling topics. But first, I want to share this with you. It's all about taking a stand. It's all about no longer choosing one thing and choosing another thing. It's about coming to terms with how shitty of a partner you've been to your partner, or how shitty of a partner you've been to yourself, or how shitty of a partner you've been in your relationship with money. How about with your business? Have you been a shitty partner? In order for your relationship or your business or your bank account to grow, it has to require something from you. It has to require your skills in making it a success. So let me ask you three questions that I want you to write down. And it's the three topics we're talking about today, which is relationships, business, and money. Your relationship with other people, your partner, your children, whoever you want to fill in the blank there, your relationship with your business, and your relationship with your money. Now, first question. What relationship skills can you work on that can increase the success of your relationship? What relationship skills can you work on that can increase the success of your relationship? So another way to revise that is to say, who do I need to be in order for this relationship to be successful? And the question that comes after that is, am I willing to say yes to that? Who do I have to be? Do you have to be a better communicator? Do you have to be a better friend? Do you have to be honest? Do you have to, you know, what is it? Would you have to work on your emotional intelligence? Do you have to go to therapy? Like, what is it that you have to do in order to make the relationship successful? And then ask yourself, because there's no I in team, right? You guys are a team. So since there's no I in team, it can't just be one person trying to make the relationship a success, right? You need two people in there to be able to do that. So again, what relationship skills are you missing? That's another revision of how to ask yourself that question. What relationship skills am I missing? Okay, number two, what business skills can you work on or can I work on that can increase the success of my business? What business skills can I work on that can increase the success of my business? For me, I had to work on my high-end ticket sales skills. Like, okay, I knew how to sell a $14,000 package. Did I know how to sell a $25,000 package? I mean, if I use the same skills that I had from the 14K, possibly. However, I'm talking to a different market. These are a different group of people. They're playing in a different, they're millionaires or very close to, or you know what I mean? Like they're, or they have the money and they're willing to drop it because they want to see results, right? And they know that you're the person for them. So it's like, okay, I had to clean up that. I had to clean up my messaging. I knew how to market to people who were five-figure earners. I knew how to market to six-figure earners. I wanted seven-figure, right? I wanted to like, I needed to go higher. And I had to go back and pay my mentor for the skills to be able to do this, right? So what business skills? Then I did ask myself, what relationship skills did I need to work on? And I worked on them. I worked on them, you know, how to be a safe partner to love, how to be like all these different things. One of the things that you can also do with that first one is what relationship skills do you need to learn to be a, to have the relationship with yourself be more successful? And if you're interested in that, that is my self-love therapy program. And it's on demand right now. It's available. Take the course. I think it's, I don't know how much it is right now, like $297 or something like that. Back in the day, I sold that package for like $14K. So that was the same package I was talking to you about. Okay. So yeah, super excited. It's on demand. It's delicious. I will drop the link so you can get to that. And yeah, I love it so much. And then when we talk about business skills, if you need, converting your message into sales, creating frameworks, really diving into clarifying your methodology and your target market, all of that juice, that's the Calm and Sexy program. And that's the Empire Edition. It's so amazing. It's building your empire with peace and ease, increasing revenue, marketing in a way that's more feminine and relaxed and chill, but available and right and showing up. So that's the beautiful thing about that. And then what money skills can you work on that can increase success in your money health journey? What money skills can I work on that can increase success in my money health journey? And me and my friend Selena were talking today about that. I was at the beach and we were voice messaging each other. And, you know, I wanted to walk on the beach. I just needed my morning to be on the beach and just have the healing love of the earth. You know, it was just so amazing. And yeah, we were talking about that. Like, being honest with ourselves about our relationship with money and saying the real shit, saying how shitty we've been, you know, back in the day, like how shitty were you in your relationship with your money and not feeling bad about it. Or if you do, don't stay there, right? Forgive yourself and say, what skills do I need to learn in order to increase success in my money health journey? So when you see that what's happening around you, like shit is going to shit, that's when you need to ask yourself, what skills do I need right now? Because I don't abandon ship. I don't cancel this out. I don't close this out. My first response to myself is not how my partner needs to change or how my business needs to change or how money needs to change. It's how do I need to change? What skills am I missing? And then the question that comes after that is, do I have the skills? And if the answer is yes, then the other question is, then does the other partner in this relationship have the skills? Right? Does my partner have the skills? Does my business have the skills? Maybe your business, the skill it's missing is other people in place who have skills, who can bring the business to another place, right? So if you have the skill, then it's like, okay, if I'm looking into my business, is my business needing the skills, needing a skill set, a group of people who have skills? And then if you look at money, you're like, well, money has all the skills. Yes. So if money is always in position, then it's usually us who's not. Or we are in position, but we're sitting tight so that the manifestation can catch up to where we are, right? So we just chill. Sometimes it's not, oh, what I'm trying is not working. What I'm trying is not working. What I'm trying is not working. Maybe it's just that what you're trying is working, but you need to allow time to catch up with the energetic realm, because the energetic realm is fast, right? Lightning speed. So our reality here is slower. So you have to wait from the energetic realm. You can decide in your mind, I'm a seven-figure earner. You can decide that today, right now, all tonight, tomorrow. You can keep pushing. You're not going to be a seven-figure earner overnight. You might need skills to get you there. You have the energetic piece, but you need the skill piece. So Magnetic Empire is my offer that I have right now. And that's going to give you the energetics and the physical piece that you need. It comes with the self-love therapy program. It comes with Common Sexy Empire. It comes with some new on-demand content and our daily check-ins. We have check-ins, we have VIP, we have group, we have combos. So if you want to join the group and VIP, you can do that. If you want to just purchase the let me see. I'm going to look at the page right now because I feel like it's so cool too. I love it so much. I was in it earlier today, the landing page, and just taking my time with it, really. I've just been enjoying my life too, because you can't be thirsty for money. You just got to be relaxed, you know? And I remember days and nights when I used to push. And I'm like, I got to get this done. I got to make money. If I don't get this done, I don't make money. And it's like, girl, relax. You got me stressed, girl. I'm like, I can't with you. You got me stressed. Just relax. It's going to happen. So yes. So it's called, I already told you, but I'll give you the link. I'm not quite done with the landing page. It's coming together. But I do want to talk to you really quickly before I give you the journaling prompts about, come on, scroll down. Okay. So the course is you get Common Sexy Empire on demand. You get the self-love therapy course on demand, and then you get the American Empire ebook. So effing cool. That book is fucking fire. Like, I'm not even joking. And then the group is 2 monthly calls. There, you get 1 hour of coaching and then 1 hour of social time. So we do some live coaching calls. We, you know, do, you get mentored. And then for the second hour, I kind of sit back and you all take the floor, engage, and really have like community time. So that's really cool. I really love that. And then of course it comes with the Common Sexy Empire on demand, Self-Love Therapy Course on demand, and the American Empire ebook. And then we have the VIP combo. So that's group and VIP. You get your weekly 45 to 60 minute VIP coaching calls, and that's 3 per month. And then you get your 2 group coaching calls. So that is a total of 5 calls a month. You don't have to show up to all of them. Obviously, the VIP ones, that's definitely going to be something that's, you know, more you'll want to do. But you have the option. So there's no reason for you not to grow. There's no reason for you not to implement. There's no reason for you not to innovate. There's no reason for you to feel like you're not being held accountable. It does not exist. If you show up to every single call and you squeeze the mother loving juice out of this experience, there's just no way that you won't make more money than you spent going in, than you invested. You will definitely get a return on your investment. Absolutely. It just doesn't make sense otherwise. Because all of the courses, everything that we have, all the things we talk about, how we implement the VIP experience, it just doesn't, you'll have the framework, a tailored framework and system to make 7 to 9 figures. And you'll be in implementation. So that's why I love going through it's a 4-month program. And month 4 is all about implementation. So I am there with you, kind of like handholding as you implement and guiding you. Once you graduate from the Magnetic Empire, the offer I'm just sharing with you, then and only then can you graduate into the American Empire experience. Because at that point, you've learned self-love, so you can self-modify, right? Because when we get to that place in the future, I'm going to be doing an American Empire. I'm going to be doing a lot of things with you, and you'll already have the foundation because we've built a foundation in Magnetic Empire. So Magnetic Empire comes first, and then you graduate into American Empire. Because again, you'll get all the foundational pieces in Magnetic Empire to make sure that you are set up for a Magnetic Empire. And then American Empire, we then go straight into heavy implementation and support throughout the time that we're working together. Okay, so let me give you these journaling prompts and then I will let you go, my love. Okay, so journal topic is love. And the next one is money. So this is for love. For those of you who are interested in love, you're going to write down this journaling prompt. I no longer choose, and then fill in the blank there. I no longer choose men who have a cold energy, right? That was one of mine because I noticed, I had to pause there for a second. I noticed that there were two guys and they seemed very similar to each other in that they were cold. Like my partner was cold. And I'm such a warm person and I have like this warm energy. So I like friends that are on the cooler side. I don't mind it because it brings contrast to me. But if I have a partner who's on the cooler side or cold energy, it's going to make me feel unloved because they're not warm enough to make me feel safe because I'm like a warm person, right? So I no longer choose people who don't share the same values that I have, right? In a relationship, right? I no longer choose that. I no longer choose a partner who will do things that makes me feel unsafe, right? Even if you're in the relationship, and I'm just giving you things to fill in the blank. I'm giving you options. I'm not really talking about myself, but in this instance, but you can write down, you know what? As a matter of fact, I wrote down these for you as good ones. I no longer choose men or women, fill in the blank there, or a person who don't have good communication skills. And, you know, when you're friends with them, you might think they have good communication skills, but you don't really know them. You don't really know them. So you can have a crush on someone and not really know them and not realize or know that they don't have good communication skills. And we'll talk about that in Magnetic Empire because we need to make sure that your environment is protected so that you can go after your 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 figures, right? But we need your home and your relationship environment to be stabilized. So we work on that too. All right, I no longer choose people who lack emotional intelligence or who haven't learned how to process their feelings. Or people who have shown me that they're not honest. I had a partner have a business and he just made me feel completely unsafe with his behaviors. And he, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I no longer choose that type of space for myself because, and these are like, anyway, I no longer choose that because it just drains my energy, right? You have to understand, there's certain things you can't choose because it drains you. I no longer choose unavailable men or women or people who avoid being honest. If they are unavailable emotionally, mentally, they shut down, they give you the cold shoulder, no longer available for that. Nope, no longer. No longer available for people who aren't being honest, who aren't telling the truth, who lie to other people. It is crazy the things that I've experienced where I'm like, wow, why did you lie to this person? What was that even for? Why couldn't you just be honest? It baffles my freaking mind. It baffled it then and it baffles it now. I no longer choose men or women or a person who doesn't value me or show me that they value me. I no longer choose men or women, a person who have a hard exterior, who have a hard shell around their heart space, who've been through so much struggle and pain and has not processed it. I don't choose those people. I no longer give chances to people who have already shown me they don't value me and they don't know how to properly handle me. And you know what really helped? So I want you to write, I just gave you some, but I want you to write, I no longer choose. I no longer choose, and then fill in the blank there for your love topic. And here's one of the things I wanted to share with you. I've learned all of the red flags that can easily be spotted at a moment's notice. And you know, it's okay if I don't spot them right away. I will in a short amount of time and feel good about not letting myself go in too deep. I had to write that out for myself back then because it really just helped me to say, I lack skills. I lack the skill to identify red flags. I didn't even know what red flags were. And I didn't know what red flags meant to me and what made me feel safe. So I would highly recommend before you choose a partner, identify red flags. Because that will save you. Your skills will save you from drainage. Your skills will save you from wasting time, energy, and money and resources. Your skills will save you. So pay for the skill. Invest in the skill so that invest time, invest money, whatever it is. Invest in your skills so that you can be a better boss and you can be magnetic in the most premium and powerful way. Another journaling moment for me was, I'm confident that I won't choose those that have the characteristics that make me feel unsafe, undervalued, and ugly or not enough. I will never choose those guys, girls, people ever again, right? So like literally just saying that out loud, like I am confident that I won't choose those people that have characteristics that make me feel unsafe, undervalued, or ugly, or not seen, or not enough. I will never choose those type of people, ever. Like, I'll give you an example. I had a client, she was at the gym, and there was a guy, and he was staring hard. He would try, you know, to make it so she wouldn't catch him, but she would catch him looking. He was definitely like, damn, you know, like, I would love to talk to you. They ended up kind of, then one day, he just was cold shoulder He didn't want to look at her. He didn't want to see her. He would turn his face. He would turn his back. And she was like, what the fuck is going on? What is this? I thought we were getting somewhere. What is this? All of a sudden, he went from being available to unavailable. This is just looks. Looks at the gym, okay? Energetically and emotionally unavailable, from available to unavailable. That is a red flag. Do not fuck with those dudes. When they play games like that, run for your fucking life. Run. Run in the opposite direction, friend. That's what I would say. Like, it, you know what? I had to bring her to a place of identification of... This is very interesting. You ready for this? I said to her, did he confuse you? And she said, yes. I said, then what do you do when there's confusion? What do you do when you can't figure somebody out, when they're not figure outable? You don't go deeper. You don't go closer. Run for the hills. And some people would say, well, maybe I just need to get to know this person a little bit more. If they're playing games, they're not giving you an opportunity to learn. And what they are giving you is causing confusion. I would highly recommend you drop that whole situation. If you were a billionaire right now, if you had $1 billion in your bank account or your net worth, because that's not always the case with having both, but if you were a billionaire, would you tolerate some whack-ass shit like that? Absolutely not. So if that's where you're headed to 7, 8, 9 figures, if you're not going to tolerate it, then don't tolerate that shit now. Don't tolerate that now. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Please. I love you. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to help you save yourself. Don't choose that. If you wouldn't choose it at that level, I told a client that last year. I told the client, I said, if you were a millionaire right now, would you be tolerating this relationship? She said, no. I said, then don't tolerate it now. She was here for consulting. She wasn't here for coaching. Coaching, you got to coach them to get to that place. Me, she was paying me to consult her, and I was giving her my highly skilled advice. Because he just kept, and you know what? She stayed, and that was okay. I supported her the way through, but she was still going to a place of closure with this person. And guess what? They kept on going from being available to unavailable. Available to unavailable. Then we looked at the guy at the gym, available to unavailable. It was the same theme. And I said, what is the running theme here? I am no longer available for people who aren't available. Perfect. Let's get out of this place. Let's drop this dude. Let's drop this guy. Like, you know, don't entertain this. There's a lot of neglect. There's when a person acts like you don't fucking exist, that is a problem. That is a problem. I left one relationship and went into another, and the second one was worse than the first. And the second one, he literally would act like he did not see me in the house. I'm like, wow, how many days are we gonna do this? And then you know what happened? I stayed another 8 years. I know, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Don't come over here judging. No. That's why I don't judge my clients, because I get it. I get it. And sometimes you keep giving people chance after chance after chance to show themselves. You keep believing. You keep holding this standard that they can't meet because it's not their standard. It's yours. Because you're going based off of your worthiness and your self-love, and they're not. They're going based off of their brokenness. So then you have their brokenness leading the relationship instead of your worthiness leading the relationship, or leading yourself out of that relationship and into a relationship that is worthy of you. I know, I know, I know. I get it. I get it. I get it. And I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you solve the problems. Okay. So now after the love, and we're going to get into the money one, and I won't keep you too long. I know I said that last time, but I kept you guys longer. I'm really trying, I promise, because I really want to watch TV and relax. I'm like, yay, let's do the podcast and then let's chill. Okay. I now choose and exhaust this sentence. I now choose this type of relationship. I now choose this type of skill to learn. I now choose, and fill in the blank there. All right, let's move on to money. I no longer choose. We're going to go using the same language, the same statement. I no longer choose. And I wrote down here, I no longer choose to not keep track of my money. I no longer choose to overspend and undersave. I no longer choose to allow my bank account to go under this specific dollar amount and then write the dollar amount there. I, you know, back in the day, this was like over 10 years or what, 12. My kids were so small. I remember saying, I'm not allowed to have anything less than $500 in my bank account. And back then I was making like not that much money. You know, it was like on and off struggling, you know, single mom stuff. Okay. I no longer choose to overcommit myself financially. I no longer choose to have an unhealthy relationship with money. I no longer choose to make myself feel good by spending money and use it to soothe me so that it can become an addiction or causes me to be in a state of lack. That's a full sentence. Just rewind. But basically what we're saying here is I no longer choose to make myself feel good by overspending and being in a state of lack. That's what that's really saying. And last one here, I no longer choose to lie to myself or keep hidden who I am and who I've been with money. I've learned my red flags around money. My red flags around money are, boom, I want you to fill in the blank there. And then the journaling prompt here is, I now choose to, and then fill in the blank there. It won't matter what anyone else says or does to you around you. You know you're worthy and you're not settling for less because it doesn't make sense. You're not settling for less from yourself with money because it doesn't make sense. So you're gonna complete these last two journaling prompts. And the first one is, I don't settle for, fill in the blank there, and please exhaust the sentence. And as you may know, exhaust the sentence means that you're going to write something different with the same sentence over and over and over again until you ask yourself, is there anything else? And self says, no, I feel complete. I feel satisfied. And then you can move on to the next journaling prompt and exhaust that sentence as well. And the second one is, I only align myself with men, women, people who have these traits and characteristics. And then fill in the blank there what those characteristics and traits are. The ones that make you feel safe, loved, supported, cured, saved, like healed, like, just so full, nourished, right? What are those traits and characteristics? All right, my love, we did an amazing job. Thank you so much for sticking with me. We really pushed it today. And I feel like we exhausted a lot of the worthiness components concerning love and money, and I gave you some juice to think about. I know it was kind of like a mini masterclass, a 40-minute or a 35-minute masterclass on worthiness concerning love and money and the transfer that you have to make in your mind. And then I did give you some examples and storytelling so that you can put some puzzle pieces together when you can learn from my life and the life of my clients and get to the next level. Now, again, if you're interested in Magnetic Empire, we cover all things love and money, relationships, health, sales, marketing, everything that has to do with you, really caring for you and giving you the systems that you need in place in order to build your empire. Doesn't matter where you are around the world, American Empire, we are a diverse group of people people from all around the world. And we bring what we've learned from our cultures and country, and we bring it here to the United States, and we do it with our flair, our flavor. And that's what makes it American. Honestly, it's just our melting pot of how to run our empire. And so, but my spin on it is that we're going to do it with ease. We're going to do it with ease and we're going to do it with flow. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. I am Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com, and I will talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now.